Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. School lunches take a lot of heat from all sides, especially the lunches that students buy at school. Kids complain about the taste or sometimes the texture, and nutrition advocates complain they're often not healthy enough.
But what about the lunches that kids bring from home? Often in the shuffle of getting ready in the morning, nutrition gives way to expediency, to the point that some schools have sent home notes with children admonishing parents to pack them a healthier lunch.
Ellie Dizer is the Healthy Living Director and a dietitian with the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee. She talked about school lunches with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski and started with the basics.
With kids and just being active, it's important that, you know, they're getting a variety of carbohydrates, protein, healthy fats. All of those are important, and carbohydrates especially, too, because they're our main energy source. Approximately, kids are looking for, you know, anywhere between, you know, 1,200, 1,800. It can even range depending on how old they are and how active they are. Obviously, in high school, if they're in sports, they're going to be needing a lot more calories than kids who aren't as involved with as many sports activities.
And what types of food provide the proper nutrients that growing kids need?
Yeah, so I think the best resource is referring back to the My Plate. And so lots of fruits and vegetables, lean protein sources like chicken and pork, carbohydrates, like I said, but we want really whole sources of carbohydrates. So fruits, whole grains, that can be anything from oatmeal, whole wheat bread, rice, whole wheat pasta. All of those are going to be important sources of nutrition.
And in your opinion, what are the most pack-friendly nutrients of these types that parents can easily send with their kids without having to worry about it getting spoiled?
Some good pack-friendly items to take in the lunch would be unsalted roasted nuts. You can throw in some dried fruit in there. The thing with dried fruit is always just be cautious of how much, because dried fruit is going to be pretty low in water and very high in calories. But kind of making a little trail mix out of a whole grain cereal, some dried fruit, and unsalted roasted nuts would be a great option there.
And what are the best portion sizes for these different types of food? Because as some kids who rely on school lunches, a kid in kindergarten is going to get the same tray of food that a kid in high school is going to get. So when it comes to parents packing these meals for kids of various ages, what do you see as the best portion control?
Sure. I think a helpful method, even that you can even start with kids, and it works well with adults too, is comparing portions to common objects. So things like thinking of a baseball. So one cup portion would be about the size of a baseball, or that would be about the size of a medium apple. You know, a light bulb is about half a cup. So when they're thinking about portioning out things, whether they're taking lunch or eating lunch, looking at what's on their plate and kind of eating to about that size will give them what they need.
Do you find as parents are being more mindful of what goes into their own bodies as they get older, but now also of what's going into their kids' bodies, what are some good options to substitute the typical unhealthier school snacks?
One of my favorites is actually like a light popcorn or a plain popcorn in place of pretzels or even chips. Popcorn is a whole grain, and you can eat a lot more of it and kind of fill up those tummies with less calories than chips and pretzels. Some other great ones, again, are always going to be whole fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits, especially over, fruit juice. I know fruit juice is very common, but fruit juice is lacking in a lot of fiber, and it's easy to drink too many calories by doing that. So eating whole fruits are going to provide all the fiber that kids need and keep them going strong.
And would you say, you mentioned trail mix earlier, is that usually a better option than the packed granola bars that are so common in backpacks nowadays?
Yeah, I would say trail mixes are a little bit better than granola bars, but again, the portion size is key there. Granola bars are typically have a lot of added sugars to them, and so using more of a trail mix in terms of, you know, just dried fruits, nuts, and then whole grain cereal is going to be a little bit lower in that sugar component.
What do you find influences parents' decisions in making their choices of what to pack for their kids?
I think nutrition is a big piece of it now, and it's also convenience. And so they're looking at things that they can easily throw in there, things that are already packaged, and things that they can throw in and just grab and go. But I think nutrition is a rising component on a lot of people's mind. So always encouraging looking at that ingredients label, especially for packaged foods. There are a lot of healthy options, but limiting things to less than 5 ingredients and choosing items with sugar after the first 3 if it doesn't need to be a part of it.
Okay. What is your opinion on the concept of lunch slash really parent shaming? We've had some instances in the news where, say, a child brings a lunch. It contains, say, a packet of Oreos or has a bigger ratio of dessert type foods compared to whole fruits and proteins and sandwich. And a parents find a note in their kid's folder or lunchbox on the way home saying, these are our school policies for these type of foods. We advise you and strongly encourage to change your habits. And, you know, it kind of put a parent in a hard place and put them in a spot where they're reflecting, like, do they think I'm not taking care of my kid? And, you know, it brings up a lot of sensitive issues.
Yeah, you know, it is something that I have heard about, and, you know, I haven't seen it too much yet in the Milwaukee area. I think what's important, though, and is just continuing, especially at the Y, you know, we're about supporting healthy communities. And so one of our main initiatives is getting out and educating people on what does constitute a healthy lunch and, you know, making sure that they know the components of that and know their resources and how to obtain some of those things. So, you know, while it's something that's out there and I think that it's something that to be addressed, the main goal, I think, is just educating people about, you know, what is healthy and what should be in there.
And what do you think is the best way to try and enforce a healthy food policy that a school may have without being heavy-handed about it?
Well, I think it's important for them to maybe address that in a polite way, you know, having educational materials available for parents and kind of just talking with them.
So with the challenges that many parents, especially in the Milwaukee area, face when it comes to accessibility and affordability of proper wholesome food, because we have food deserts, we have a lot of areas that don't just have a grocery store to go to get supplies that they need for students. What kind of resources do you recommend that these parents reach out to or any alternatives to get the food that their kids will need for the day?
Well, you know, at the Y, I know one of the things that we are doing constantly throughout the school year is with our before and after school programs. We're providing healthy snacks and meals within those so children can have access to nutritious foods there. The same with our day camps, things over the summer. So when kids aren't in their structured routine, those are available, and we're providing those types of foods to keep them nourished and keep them going. I know that it can be a challenge in some of these areas to provide children with the foods they need, and that's one way that the Y is wanting to help. Looking on it as a whole, though, I think it's crucially important to continue to develop community partnerships so that we can address some of our greatest needs in our communities.
How do you talk to people who want to do this but, say, can't afford to? Or how do you bridge the gap to give information without shaming the parents?
One thing that I look forward to as part of our Healthier Communities initiative is developing programs and classes to teach parents, to teach kids. I think it's a whole family initiative when we look at healthy eating and nutrition. So that's one way that I look forward that the Y will continue to grow and expand in offering these types of resources in a very non-confrontational way and very inviting and fun and engaging way to teach and to use the community around us to support us and how do we finding those resources.
What overall message or rule would you encourage parents to keep in mind as they pack their kids' lunches every day?
I would say eat the rainbow. Variety in color is important. And so just considering the rainbow as you pack your child's lunch and all the colors that are involved with there, they're all boasting amounts of nutrition in those deep reds and greens and oranges and yellows. So
great. Ellie Dizer, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Ellie Dizer is a dietitian and healthy living director for the YMCA of Greater Milwaukee. She spoke with Audrey Nowakowski. We'll provide some links to more about healthy school lunches at WUWM.com.